Good morning. It's a Tuesday. Time for a boo. Today, I'll talk very quickly about human factors in information quality and data governance and data protection. It's inspired by a panel discussion that I'm leading at the IRM UK Data Quality and Business Intelligence Conference in London next week. Human factors are almost invariably overlooked when we're dealing with information management. I say almost, because there are wonderful examples of projects and organizations who get it, who understand it, who realize that you need to invest as much in rewiring and reprogramming your people as you need to spend in rewiring and reprogramming your information architecture. There are a couple of factors that are key, a couple of perceptual issues that are key, in my view, to this whole human factors thing, whether you're looking at it from a privacy and security point of view, or you're looking at it from an information quality point of view, or you're trying to figure out how to herd cats and govern information effectively. The first is how we have been influenced in our understanding and perception of what is possible with technology by the narrative patterns of modern media, in particular fiction programs. Science fiction, for one. I used to repeat ad nauseum the mantra, life is not like Star Trek. In Star Trek, the computer will find the answer to every question, almost without fail. In Star Trek, it is possible to take a memory storage device from an alien civilization, and with two pieces of wire and a little bit of chewing gum, connect it into the computer systems on the Enterprise without any significant risk of computer viruses, etc. Likewise, in programs like CSI, the wonderful computer rendering and CGI rendering of database searches bemuses me. The wonderful flashing lights, bells and whistles presentation of matching and match results amuses me. Life is not like Star Trek. So when we present as information management professionals to business stakeholders, dull, boring, lifeless, functional, effective, accurate user interface, or when we raise the question that perhaps it isn't possible to take data from system A and put it in system B without something going horribly wrong, we're battling against that perception. A related perception is that it's in the computer. We have grown up with a faith in machines. Since the 1950s, it's been the computer age, the age of computer. Computers would solve everything. Computers would make everything wonderful for everyone. And we have a faith in computers, which epitomized in the Little Britain recurring sketch with the David Williams character working with the travel agents, where the computer says no. The computer says no. It doesn't matter what reality is, but the computer says no. This is a human factor. We need to help people understand the computer says what it's told to say. Another element of these human factors is the wonderful assumptions we make, and the fact that we psychologically discount out risks that don't fit with our assumed map of the world, particularly the risks around information and data and how we're handling it and the quality of it. Those assumptions can only be challenged out if the people doing the work, if the people engaged in the information management work, if the people engaged in the data protection projects, have sufficient skills and training to change their ways of thinking and to break out of the assumption trap, to break out of the mind map trap that they may have. It's interesting to note that today, as Hurricane Sandy blows itself out across the eastern seaboard of the United States, the people running Wall Street are all tucked up safe, because no matter what the machines can do, the human factors in Wall Street are still critical, just like in every other realm of information management.